Welcome back to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. What comes to mind when you hear the phrase, all you can eat? Perhaps the rich aromas of the lunch buffet of your favorite Indian food spot? The sleek glamour of a casino buffet complete with piles of crab legs? For me, it's that heavy dose of nostalgia for my family's favorite spot growing up, Hometown Buffet. Rest in peace, I don't think it's around anymore. Regardless of what imagery it conjures up for you, it's clear that phrase can be interpreted a multitude of different ways. And that versatility is why All You Can Eat makes for a great theme for this month's In a Nutshell storytelling series. Taking the phrase beyond the buffet and exploring the many ways in which food plays a role in our lives. Here to tell us more about this Friday's performance is host of the show, Keith Lowell Jensen, and two of the featured storytellers, Anne Rutherford and Keith Staton. Welcome to all of you.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you.
Keith, hopefully it doesn't get confusing with the multiple Keiths, but Keith, the host, Lowell Jensen, set up this month's theme for us, All You Can Eat. Where did it come from? What sort of stories are you expecting?
Oh, it's just, food is just such a great, like, I mean, it's almost as strong as music for just bringing you back. Yeah. And my family jokes that I remember every meal I ever ate, because whenever I'm telling a story, always part of that story is what we were putting in our face.
That is a clear moment for me. Clearly, Hometown Buffet just jumps out at me, big plate right. of macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes. How did you decide on the featured storytellers for this month?
Well, my co-producer, Amy B, is really the kind of taking the reins for the booker more. So that would be a question for her. But I know that we are really focused on getting more local talent. And so two of our tellers this month are either Sacramento or have strong Sacramento connections, including, of course, Keith, who's sitting next to me here, who's a local. And so, you know, we have our local open mic, and we're if you are a local storyteller, we want to hear your story and we want to feature you. The Bay Area has been doing this for so long that in the beginning it was real easy to get most of our talent from there because they're a real established scene. But we want to have our own town get to see itself featured.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Keith, you mentioned that Keith, the other one, switching over to you now. How did you feel about the theme when you heard it?
Well, I thought that it was very open for anything. Mm. You know, all you can eat could be food. It could actually be other things, too. But I knew that we were going towards the food idea. And I grew up with my mom being a soul food cook. She was one of the first cooks at Mama Soul Restaurant in Vallejo, and nice. Everybody loves her food and her pies and everything. So food has always been a big deal in my life. So it was great. It was easy to come up with something.
The funny thing about this show taking place live right before lunch, and so I'm definitely getting hungry thinking about what you're saying. Your day job, Keith, is as a criminal attorney. Do you think that storytelling has ever played a role for you in that line of work?
Absolutely. I think it hones my skills because I've done about 180 jury trials, and each one you got to tell the story in the end of your client's plight, you know, and why the jury should vote not guilty. And sometimes it's hard, and most of the time it's hard, you know, but you got to tell the story and you got to get across to them. So you always want to be able to meet their minds and where they're at, what they're thinking. So,
yeah,
it's so funny when Keith came to us, I had no idea what he did for a living. He was a friend of a friend, and we saw him tell a story for the first time. And I was just like, oh my God, this is a natural. Like we just, this is our great discovery. And then the next day someone sends me a picture of him being recognized and getting this award over at American River College.
Yeah, and then you're like, imagining him in the courtroom, you know, telling these stories.
Like, oh, this guy's up in front of people talking all the time. Like I knew something had to be up, so.
You, Keith, what do you enjoy about the storytelling process?
Moving the people. I love to move the people, like in trials. I want to take you from not guilty, I hate being here, from guilty, I hate being here, to not guilty, and I think I like you. You know, so, yeah. And it's hard to do it, but within a course of a trial, it can be done. So I like the stories that are going to be really challenging your emotions sometimes, you know, and pushing you left and right, and you don't know where you're going, you know, but when you get there, you feel good.
Yeah. Is there any preview at all of some of what you might be exploring with your story on Friday?
I thought about that. And I decided to, well, I'll leave it this way. We're going to talk about being fat.
Hmm.
So I'll leave it like that.
There's a lot there. You not only are a good storyteller, you also are a good promotion person. Yeah. Yeah. In the radio business, we call that a tease.
Yes.
So come on out on Friday to hear some more. And I'd like to bring you in now. This is your second time performing at In a Nutshell. The first time you showed up to your performance as an audience member, and then were because of a last second cancellation, you got to tell us a story. Can you tell us more about that first time?
Oh, it was really funny. I was walking down the street. Literally, we're right outside the theater, and my phone rings, and it's a friend who was a scheduled storyteller for that tonight's show. In fact, that's why we were there. And she said, Anne, they've had a cancellation. They need someone to step in. I told them you could do it. Can you do it? And by the time I kind of rounded the venue and was going up the stairs, I could see Keith at the top of the stairs, and we met eyes, and it was like, yes, we can do this thing.
And you are a seasoned professional in the storytelling world. How long have you been at the gig of storytelling?
More than 25 years now. I started back in the last century, actually. And I started by just, getting interested, finding this kind of weird and wonderful world of storytelling in all its facets. And I actually just got an idea for a storytelling program for adults, rented a little tiny theater and put up some flyers and did a show. And I was kind of hooked ever since.
What do you think the power of storytelling is for us as humans?
That our, as unique as each of our individual life experiences is, a good story speaks to something universal that we can all relate to. So just like Keith, the storyteller, was saying, by the end of hearing somebody else's story, I think you can put yourself in their shoes in a way that you couldn't if you didn't. And it really, I think, is a way to bring us closer together, even with people with whom we think we have nothing in common. You discover you do.
Yeah, it really seems like an art that churns out empathy, and it's a way for you to live multiple lives. As a seasoned storyteller, do you think that a story sort of has to be explicitly true to be a good one? Or where is the line between telling a good story, embellishing, and telling something that is true to yourself?
I think there is a good story has truth in it, whether or not it actually happened. I think it's important for the audience to know whether something you're telling is really from your own life experience or something you're embellishing. But once people, if people are on board with that, I mean, you can tell all kinds of stories. I tell a lot of, there are liars contests in the storytelling world, and I tell a lot of lies and win a lot of prizes for lies. And the reason is because it always starts with the truth, and it always has something true to the human experience in it that people can relate to, even if it gets outrageous.
Mm.
I have to point out that we call our show Mostly True Stories. We don't call it True Stories.
This
that word
true.
Mostly is so important.
It mostly contains multitudes.
Yeah. Never, never let the truth get in the way of a good story is the rule that I live by.
I like that. Anne, is there any preview that you'd like to give for what story or what you might be exploring with your story on Friday?
Well, when Amy told me the theme, I went right back to childhood. And, you know, one about the only thing you can control as a child. I mean, you can control a couple of things, but one is what you're willing to put in your mouth as food.
Yeah.
And so I went right back to trying to control that aspect of myself as a child. And I think people will relate to it from the parent or child side of the story.
Keith, I noticed that you were once the lead singer in a band.
Yes.
I'd be remiss not to bring this up before we're done. Do you enjoy being on stage and getting to perform for people?
Actually, I do. I do. It was when I was in law school, they were starting the band Urban Fire.
Mm.
And we played with Filibuster a lot, and we opened for Steel Pulse and Burning Spear here in Sacramento. We've done all the venues here in Sac. So I've always been a musical performer first, and then the law came in and kind of whisked me away for 32 years, and now hopefully I'm back, you know, doing a little bit of everything. So, yeah, I love the music, though.
What music did you perform?
It was a reggae band, but my brother and I had a music company, Synergy Records, out of Canada. And what we would do is we would find pop singers and we'd do the music for them and try to sell them to the lower labels and things like that. So we had one singer make us some money. So it was fun. You know, I go to Canada a lot.
Nice. I spent some time in a reggae band myself back in the day, many moons ago. But I think we'll leave it at that.
Keith. No.
we're running low on time. I see the clock right here, Keith. I can't go into more
details. We don't
details
have to do it
that.
Now, but we're getting you on our stage for sure.
Please. Real quick, Keith, the details of Friday.
Friday, it starts at 7 p.m. There are tickets left. We've just had packed houses all year. Sacramento's been very good to us, and we look forward to seeing you there at the Sophia.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the three of you for joining us today. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Keith Lowell Jensen is the host and co-producer of the monthly In a Nutshell storytelling series. Anne Rutherford and Keith Staton are two of this month's storytellers. You can see them at the Sophia in Sacramento this Friday. And that is it for Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at campradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@campradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Andrew Garcia in today for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.